Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, tell me.
So I was in I just finished this class, right? Mm-hmm. And you know when you like join classes like group chats?
Yeah.
So I'm done the exam, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm about to exit the group chat. So when you go into settings and you scroll down, mm-hmm. you usually see all of the members.
Group
chat, you see right? The and I usually don't check. It's kind of weird. Mm. But the admin was somebody that we both used to look up to. Like when we were still like first year Ryerson, we're like, yo, I wanna be like that. I wanna be like that.
Who was it?
Listen. So I go and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, wait, this can't be, right? Because her name is like a white name, right?
Hold on. Who is it?
I'll show you the picture real quick.
Dude, what kind of group chat? This is for school?
Yeah, this is for my geography class. Random class, right?
Oh, I know who it is.
Yeah, you know who it is. Hold on. So I look, and the admin is this.
Yo, I knew it.
I look, and the admin is I'm like, yo. Her name is. It's white as fuck.
Yeah, so I'm like,
no, she's probably catfishing. So I go on the LinkedIn. Something Ryerson. I'm like, no way. And this is crazy because before when we were like nobodies, mm-hmm. she was popping. She was
she had like what, 2 mil? Something like that.
So this is Fruity Poppin. If you guys don't know,
Fruity Poppin. The Asian girl. She did the Pokeball shit.
Pika Pika.
Yeah, Pika Pika, bitch.
but I remember in every one of our group chats, mm-hmm. we always were like, yo, I want to become her friend. So there's Cloud at Ryerson. like we would always be like, yo, that's the one.
No, because I remember we seen her one time. I think it was, what do you call that spot? Like floor 6?
Oh, the beach.
The beach. Yeah. So the beach in Ryerson, for all of you guys that don't know, that's like the chill spot. Mm. People eat lunch and stuff. Me, Gavin, and our friends were just chilling. Mm-hmm. And we see in the corner, like somebody's getting interviewed with a big ass camera. I'm like, who the fuck is getting interviewed like this? Uh-huh. Some complex shit, right? Mm-hmm. And we look and like, wait, that's Fruity Poppin. Yeah. That's that girl.
Deadass. I'm telling you, it was like a full circle moment because we were always like, yo, I want to have Cloud at Ryerson. I have Cloud at Ryerson. And now it's kind of cool because I was also at the floor 7, the same one where Fruity Poppins got interviewed. And when I was talking to my group of friends, all I hear is, Gavin, from the corner of my ear. I look, there's a bunch of kids that ran down to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, this is fucking crazy. Like, this is full circle.
It doesn't feel like real life to you?
Yeah, it's full circle now. It's like,
do you think, because I remember our argument before was like, if you were that famous in her case, we were looking at her like, do you think people just want to be her friend? Just
exactly.
Clout?
Like, fam, we wanted to be her friend.
just because they had like influence.
Yeah, but to be honest, I feel like it kind of plays a part, but at the same time, it's like, you never know what the intentions are.
Hmm. Because I feel like that is true. Mm-hmm. That is true. If somebody has like a higher standard than anybody else, you're going to look to that person no matter what. Is that the bias? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I don't know. I feel like you have to look at the red flags. If the people around you, I was like, yo, can you spot me on this? Can you spot me on this? Because you know they have money. Then it's kind of a red flag.
Yeah, that's a red flag. Yeah. That's
but
a red flag.
But if it's like they're inviting me to motives like, yo, I have this event. You want to go to it?
Mm-hmm.
Could be genuine.
I think the way you can combat that, this is I do.
Okay.
Even if you're like, let's say you're super rich. Let's say you're a celebrity with lots of money, right?
Yeah.
If you be stingy.
Oh, stingy?
If you act cheap.
Yeah.
I think it levels down the playing field, you know? Because imagine Justin Bieber is hanging with us and like, you guys want to get McDonald's?
Yeah.
How would you feel? You feel comfortable? We're not going to Nobu and shit.
Yeah, to be
but
honest.
But the moment somebody's like, you want to go eat at Nobu? Mm-hmm. Like, whoa. This guy, right?
Yeah, to be honest, like the kids that I was talking to, they were like, yo, I didn't expect you to be like this chill. Cause I'm like, yo, bro, if you're ever like lonely at Ryerson, just hit me up. We can just chill out. And like coming from a person that they looked up to, they're like, oh, what the fuck?
I can just
hit you up. Yeah, I'm just a friend. I'm just a normal person.
Yeah, we're regular people.
Yeah,
we're
not exactly. I don't want no one to treat me any different.
Yeah, we're not no like God complex and shit like that. Exactly. None of that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to tell you a story. Literally just happened like earlier before you came.
Okay.
Listen. Ryerson, bro. This shit is okay. So I got my tattoo yesterday. Yeah. Literally just yesterday. And I'm taking pictures of it. You know how it goes. So I take a picture.
Okay.
This shit is scary, bro.
Okay.
So I'm taking a picture of it. After I take the picture, I notice in the background of the picture.
Of the picture?
Check this out. This shit is trippy. Look, this is the picture I took, right?
Okay.
Do you see that?
Yeah, it's a sun.
It's a sun, right? Like, so I have one of those chairs in the back that's like kind of velvety. Yeah. Like where, you know how you can draw stuff in the velvet material. So there's this sun there. I'm like, who drew this, right?
Yeah.
Because my sister's the only one home. So I took a closer look, right?
Okay.
So I talked to my sister. I'm like, did you draw this? Like, who drew this? That's I tell her.
Yeah.
And she's scared. She's like actually scared because she didn't draw it. Oh, and she's the only like artistic person in the house. Yeah, you know what I mean? Besides me. Like none of us are drawing that, right? Uh-huh. So we start thinking, we had a fam jam before.
Okay.
But we're thinking like nobody would draw that well. And we tried recreating it. We couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Because it's made in such a way where it's like, how do you even draw it like that? Look.
Yeah.
Perfect. Look at the lips, the detail in the lips.
That's crazy.
Right? So we're freaking out. I call my mom. Uh-huh. And my mom said, I didn't draw that either.
What?
She didn't draw that. She said, that's a cute sun though.
Yeah.
But I didn't draw that. And we're all thinking, what happened, right? And it clicked in my head. You know what it was?
What?
Check this shit out, bro.
What?
You guys can see my pizza pants too. It was this the whole time, bro.
Okay, that's
it. Was this the whole time.
Oh, okay.
So take this in. This was probably like on the chair.
For so long?
It was on the chair and somehow it left the imprint of the sun.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys can see that. There's a sun. There's a sun.
And
like,
this is
logo
vinyl. This is vinyl, so it doesn't really stick out.
Yeah. So here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
So even though this is the cause for it,
yeah,
we tried redoing it and tried like pressing it on the chair and like try to make that thing again.
Yeah, yeah.
But it wouldn't work.
Okay, yeah.
But that's what it's from. Uh-huh. So how the fuck did like, out of coincidence, mm-hmm, it landed perfectly on that material to make that?
Yeah. And it's like the sun. Wait, go back to your picture.
And it's like right beside my arm when I took a picture of my tattoo.
It's like
peeking out.
Yeah, it's like the sun raining down on the two nights.
Yeah, that's what's crazy, right? No, because look, I'm literally taking, these are the other pictures. I'm around the house. Feel me? I'm around the house. I didn't see this until I took the picture.
No, that would actually be creepy still. No, you know what would have been crazy?
Yeah.
If like your dad drew it.
Nah, my dad can't draw.
Because if it was like the tattoo of you and your dad, and like in the back it says art too, that would be so funny.
That'd be weird. But my mom was saying, what if that's like a good omen? Or what if that's a sign? Maybe you should get that tattoo.
Oh yeah?
That's what she was telling me.
Oh, but that's like Jet's art.
It's a medieval sun. I told Jet the whole story too. Yeah? Like, and it kind of matches a medieval sun.
Uh-huh.
That same art style. That same art style matches with it.
You know what I noticed too? You know how whenever you go out to motives, right?
Yeah.
You have a specific group of people that every time is a good motive. Like good omen, every time is a banger motive.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that to you? Like name the people.
A good, like, you mean an omen?
Yeah.
Like I know it's gonna be a good day.
If you bring this person with you and like, or you guys are at a party together, you know it's gonna be good.
Literally everybody I hang out with.
Word?
Literally every single person I hang out with.
No, because sometimes it's like, oh, I bring Josh and Eric,
mm-hmm,
banger party.
That
type of stuff.
Okay, so me and Josh have this, we have this like bad omen.
Yeah. No, listen.
Yeah. So if me and Josh both go to the same party,
yeah,
this was in high school, it's not the same anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
But if we go to the same party,
yeah,
it wasn't a banger.
Yeah.
If I go to a party without Josh, that shit banged. And if he went to a party without me, that shit banged.
Yeah.
But if you see both of us at the same jam, it might not be that sick.
Exactly. No, because I remember I was like, I'm trying to remember who like was with me at good parties.
Mm.
And it was always Eric.
Mm.
But I noticed there was a pattern that started with me and you.
Yeah.
Like whenever we go to a motive, as soon as we got big, it kind of was like weird motives.
Why
like,
is that?
Remember the first one? We haven't told the story yet, but the Matrix premiere.
Oh,
right. So we were so amped. We were getting our costumes ready, right?
Yeah.
We thought we are VIP. Where do they put us? Regular ass theater.
Yeah, I know, that shit sucked.
And this is the funny part. We thought Keanu Reeves was gonna come and say a speech.
Yeah.
Right? So this is what happened. Carlos is like, yo, Gab. I hear him. Like everyone in the other theater is cheering.
Yeah.
All you hear? hey guys, welcome to the Matrix premiere. He's on the
screen. Oh my God, bro. We thought he was gonna walk in, give a whole speech to us, lidap us up, whatever. One of the guys like in our row walked down to like the front row because he thought he's gonna see Keanu Reeves too. You wanna be closer. That shit finesse, bro. No,
that was the finesse of the month. And then the next one we went to was like the concert one.
Yeah.
This was the weirdest shit because the diversity of the crowd, it was like rock people, rap people thing. Mm-hmm. Like, don't you understand? Like, whenever we go to Motives, it's like weird.
It is weird. I'm not gonna lie, it is weird. But I think it's just that we have opportunities to be put into those weird events that we wouldn't necessarily went to if it just caught our mind.
Yeah, because like I said, I think in episode one, I wanted my first concert to be a rap Cardi concert. What was my first concert? Some local rock band that I don't even know.
That was your
about.
First concert? That's I crazy know. That was your first concert.
I was, it was
but that
cool.
shit was live though.
It was.
The, what's her name again?
It was something kebabs.
Wiener kebabs. Shout out one time. God. That shit was fire. Yeah, like, they had the crowd going crazy. Yeah,
I know. Imagine the confidence up there when everyone's moshing. Mm-hmm. Like, you're local, barely anyone knows you, but they're going crazy for you.
Yeah.
His ego must have been out the roof.
And I think that's how people become. And that's how, going back to what we were saying, that's how people get that like kind of God complex.
Yeah.
Where they think they're better than everybody.
Yep.
I think when you keep feeding them that energy, that's how they turn out. So do you think it's that person's fault or it's the public's fault?
Public's, 100%.
It's the public's fault.
But to be honest, it was kind of his fault too because he had a fur coat on. He was drinking wine. So
yeah, but it's the reaction It is the reaction. Because him going up there, if he gave a shit show, he wouldn't have got that reaction.
Yeah, yeah.
But the fact that he like, you know, he put it on, everybody reacted like that. It feeds his energy and became like that.
Yeah. Why do you think people like Lil Pump, who barely have any talent, just spit the randomest shit, go crazy? Because the reaction from the crowd. You know, 6ix9ine came back. I called this.
Yeah, 6ix9ine. Yeah.
In a few months, he's going to come out with some new shit. Mm-hmm. It's all about the crowd because what happened? He dropped the track. He's number one on the charts again.
Is he number one?
Yes.
After being blackballed, he's still number one?
Yes. Like, you can't. I think the number one talent of his is going viral.
That's his number one talent. Yeah. Loki, it is.
It is.
It kind of is.
He knows how to.
He knows how to go viral. He knows to be controversial.
Yeah.
No, you know why? He knows how to talk.
Exactly.
He knows how to talk.
Oh my God.
Bro.
Did you see that? He's like, how many bitches in the hood get fucked every day? His bitch don't go fuck. His bitch don't go fuck.
No, but he has some real points, man. No. And I think when somebody has that energy or that conviction in their voice, like no matter what they talk about, this guy could be talking about mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And I'll still believe what he's saying just because the way he says it, you know?
Popeye's mac and cheese. Better than church's mac and cheese. Like, you can't say anything about that.
I think 6ix9ine is gonna have the greatest biopic ever.
Biopic? What do you mean?
So you know how what is it called? NWA is Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, yeah.
They're Straight Outta Compton. I think they made like a Ray Charles one. They made all these different musicians, right? Yeah. Elvis just came out.
Facts.
I think 6ix9ine might have the greatest biopic ever, like all time. Depending if it's directed by the right person.
Yeah.
Because that story, that's the craziest story we ever heard about a musician, in my opinion.
No. And he's still going. Like, his story is still continuing right now.
Yeah, he didn't die.
Yeah. Usually it ends like, oh, he went to jail. Documentary ended.
Yeah.
Now it's like, went back to the charts.
Exactly. Because there's so much controversy about him, but he didn't even, like, there's so much artists that made like such a big noise, such a big movement, but they passed away.
Yeah.
And that kind of like led up to even more talking about them. Mm-hmm. But him, he's still around, bro. Yeah. He's still doing the same shit.
How do you think, like, how do you think he got those homies again? Like, you know how he was rapping like gangster rap, all this. Mm-hmm. And like, he's obviously considered a rat, right?
Mm-hmm.
But some way and somehow he found more gangsters to be around. Do you think the gangsters are doing it for money? What, like, what are they doing it for?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think at some point there's people that really believe in him.
Yeah.
Cause you have to understand, like, we see one side of 6ix9ine where it's blah, 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 rah, rah, rah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
talking bullshit, talking about drugs, whatever. But there is some real sides to people that isn't portrayed online.
Sure.
That isn't portrayed online.
For sure.
Like, I bet he's a genuine guy. You know what I mean?
I know.
He's just been through like really tough situations.
I know.
This guy was kidnapped by his own crew.
I know.
He
fucked his wife.
Yeah, that fucked his wife, that beat up, you know what I mean? And he was expected not to snitch. Come on.
Yeah.
In those situations, there's nothing else he could do. Mm-hmm. And he's just been through a lot. And we haven't seen like the genuine side of him. That's only problem.
Yeah. And the media, obviously the media is going to portray him as this crazy person. Cause obviously you can't, what do you call this? Support a rat.
That's true.
That's a stigma. You know, but it was funny because his friend kind of exposed himself. He's like, we don't jack rats. This is the first. And then he kind of stuttered. He's like, this is the first rat we jacked. And he was like, okay. But now I know it's like, there's definitely some money into it. Like 6ix9ine is definitely paying these guys.
Yeah, 100%. This guy has so much money.
Yeah.
I think no matter what, if you have attention, you have money. Yeah. You think that's true?
If you have attention, you have money?
Yeah.
Oh, it comes with it?
If you know how to use it, at least.
If the Island Boys can afford these jewelry stuff without doing anything, just, I'm an island boy, then yeah, anyone can do it. You're right.
And I think... Yo, honestly, okay, what do you think about rappers buying like these fancy chains and shit?
Fancy chains? I support it, to be honest.
You're gonna buy a chain like that when you're...
Yeah, I was gonna buy a chain soon. I was gonna get pretty boy and then thing.
Why is it the culture to wear like fancy jewelry?
No, I think it's like...
Where did this come from?
I think it's a sign that you made it. Because once you get diamonds, then, oh yeah, you're rich, you made it. To show everyone. Mm. Would you get a chain?
I'll get a chain just for... like something small, but I wouldn't want to like,
oh no,
I put like $1 million into the chain. Yeah. Let's say you had that expensible. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even want to do that. That's just me though.
Yeah.
But let's take it back to history, bro.
Okay.
If you take it in, like all these Egyptian pharaohs and everything.
Yeah. Had the big
ass jewelry. Yeah, they had all this jewelry.
Yeah.
They had all this jewelry. So do you think it's in our like human primal mind to want shiny things?
Because when I was reading the history books in Egypt and you see all the, I guess, pharaohs with the gold things, I was like, oh shit, like that is fire.
Yeah.
And then now it's transitioned to, you know, Twitch streamers. Mm. They're getting big ass chains. Like they're making that much money. So if Twitch streamers can get chains now and act like rappers, I don't know why, but everyone wants to live a rapper lifestyle.
Is it that, or is it just wants to live an influencer lifestyle? Because in a sense, they're all influencers.
I don't know. It's something about rap. I think rap
is just... But it's not just rap. It's not just rap.
Really? Because it's like rap, drugs, chains, making easy money.
But that's a rock star. A rock star takes a lot of drugs too.
I know, but...
Wears chains.
Rockstar, I feel like in my head, is too hardcore for some people. Rap is like perfect. You get all the girls. You get chains. You get money. That's rap.
That's the same as rock though.
No, but it's like
that's fucking, the same as rock.
Gigi Allen fucking throwing poop on stage, like that's the rock style.
But
like,
look at okay, I'm not a huge MGK fan, but look at Machine Gun Kelly. That's the same shit, bro. It's just packaged different. Honestly,
I guess.
Look at a boxer. Look at Mike Tyson when he was in the 90s, man. It's this exact. He was wearing fancy chains. He was getting all the girls, driving fancy cars. Same shit.
Yeah.
Floyd Money Mayweather.
But you can say this because. Right now, people would rather be an influencer than a boxer because Ryan Garcia Canelo is pissed at him because Canelo's like the old traditional.
Yeah.
Nah, stick to your sport, represent your country.
I agree.
Ryan Garcia's like, no, this is easy money. I get money from Insta. I get all the girls. Julie, I don't even have to hurt myself.
No, that's smart. I think Ryan Garcia is playing the right role. In my opinion,
I think
that's controversial though. Mm. That's controversial because everybody wants him to be a boxer. But here's what I think, bro. I think everybody that just hates on him doing social media and stuff just hates on him because he's finding success without doing the dirty work.
Yeah. But to be honest, I feel like it matches him because he's like the pretty boy boxer.
Exactly. Allow him, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
In my opinion, it's just the people that want to hate and don't have it for themselves is like, yo, you know what I mean? You're just being a sore loser now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're just being a sore loser.
That's why that's what I realized. When you start getting popular, no one ever cares and worries about you until you have some type of following. Because back then, no one cared what I was doing. But now I have like some eyes on me and now it's like, oh, kind of weird.
Do you care less about it or do you care more about it?
I care more because I feel like I have to have a good role. Whatever I'm doing, whatever I post, it has to be proper because I have like kids looking up to me.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like even if I didn't have anybody, if nobody was looking at me like that, I think I would just stay the exact same.
Word.
Yeah, I would just stay the exact same because I don't do things specifically to get like a reaction on anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can name like one time I did, I'll give you like $1,000.
The sometimes you change for someone?
That I didn't do for myself. I'll give you $1,000 if you can name something.
Yeah, I'll come back to you on that still.
It's hard, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's not one time, man. There's not one time. Like there's nothing I would like forcefully do that I didn't fuck with myself to do for somebody else.
Yeah. to be honest, I remember last night too, I was thinking to myself, like, I got hungry again.
Yeah.
Like, because I've always wanted to be part of that Toronto creative group. Mm-hmm. Like, I always see, like, they're doing so, like, pop-ups. They have their own, like, little aesthetic. Yeah. Right? And I was wondering, I was like, shit, like, I've tried so hard to match their aesthetic that I was in the wrong mindset the whole time. Like, I started it as a one-man army, and I know I can bring it, like, fuck being local. Like, I know by myself, I can take it global. Mm-hmm. And that was so crazy because I haven't been this hungry since, like, I got heartbroken. Like I was like, oh, shit. Like, I fuel off negative shit. Like, yeah, I want to prove to me first, but to them, like, thank you for never accepting me. Now I'm going to do this without you. Like, mm-hmm. you're going to know me at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And, like, you're going to pay me to come out to your events now in Toronto.
Yeah. That's real. There was this thing I heard, right?
Yeah.
It's like, do you have goals or do you have growth? Like, what do you shoot for?
Oh, see, I have goals.
Now the debate was that if you're part of this entrepreneur, like, mm-hmm. lifestyle, you should have growth. You should focus on growth rather than goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but it goes hand in hand. So let's say you have a goal. You want to be like the most famous boxer, whatever.
Yeah, but during that journey, you do grow, but you just don't notice.
Yeah, you grow. But let's say, look, uh-huh. any creative, any level they want to be at. If you focus on growth, your morale is always up.
Yeah.
So no matter what. So let's say tomorrow to the next day, mm-hmm. right? There's growth somewhere. And whether it went up or down, the growth will bring up your morale.
Yeah.
So instead of, let's say one day you become the most famous boxer.
Yeah.
And that was your goal. The goal's complete. Now what?
Yeah.
So rather than focusing on goal, it's smarter to focus on growth.
Yeah.
Because if you have a goal to, like, I want to be a millionaire with blah, 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 millionaire, right?
Yeah.
You could be a billionaire if you had that mindset of I want to grow even farther. Like, how far can I even take it? Mm-hmm. Right? So rather than thinking, I have a goal, this is where I'm going to be at because that's where I can be at. Think past that, bro. Yeah, yeah. Think way past that. Think, I can, let's see how far. Let's see how much farther.
And and I can also say, like, goals, you may not always achieve, but you will always grow in the process.
Exactly, that's what it is.
If you don't make $1 million, but you're more humble, you know how to you're financially literate now. Oh, you kind of grow. So that you still can take that as a goal.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day.
And that's what a lot of people, a lot of people, they write down, okay, on January 1st of 2000 or whatever, I'm going to be at this many followers. I'm going to be at this number, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. In how many days? Yo, if you don't make that goal, how are you going
to
feel?
I used to do that.
How are you going
to
feel, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, but if you change the mindset of, I'm going to grow much more than this at this time, and you did, the morale's up no matter what. You grew anyway, bro.
Facts.
You grew anyway.
I know, yeah. I guess goals, though, can make you more hungrier because at the same time, you're just worried about that. That's all your eyes are on. Mm. So if you shoot high, you're going to end up somewhere. And then maybe you can...
No, you all... Like, I'm saying shoot even past that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, past even just, like, putting yourself on a map.
Yeah.
Right? Try to fucking expand your mind across Listen... Elon Musk, right?
Yeah.
Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, all these people in life. Walt Disney. All of these people, bro, in a sense, they're regular people that just put in the work and actually use what they have in their head to go and make what they have.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody's like that. Everybody has potential to do something amazing, but I think it's just them not believing in themselves to do it.
For sure. That was the first time in a long time I had goals and a vision. Because I think I'm glad we went to that concert. Because the whole time you were there, you were telling me, like, oh, I just seen it in you. You're like, oh, yo, we're going to do Ox Wars in this.
Yeah.
Like, this is how it's going to be. And this, I had the same vision, too. Mm. I was like, yeah, you're going to go crazy with it. Mm. And that just motivated me, like, oh, shit, you're doing so much. Okay, now it's to my time. Mm. Fuck being, like, the sidekick shit. I'm going to make a name for myself. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. That was my main goal for 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You always have to look up, bro. Yeah. Never look like,
I know,
I can only accomplish so little. And all of you guys listening, listen, if you think we're better than anybody else in the world, you can do the exact same thing. Just everybody work. Has the potential to do this exact same thing. You just got to put it in and believe in yourself to do that shit. That's because a lot of people, they think, oh, Drake, oh, Kanye, all these people, like, they're like giving a silver platter. Nah, you could have the same shit. You can have the same shit, bro.
Kanye's story was literally leaked. He went and he barged into people's offices and just played it for them.
Yeah. You feel me? Exactly. And if you want to, as long as you like, you lose that sense of scared, the fear, the fear of rejection, the fear of like, oh, I don't, what am I going to do if I fail?
Yeah.
Lose that fear. Mm-hmm. Just head down, push. Yeah. You're going to get somewhere far.
Exactly. Put all your chips in and just go, man. Yeah, this guy after the Cowboys versus aliens, he's like, nah, I got to get you back.
I have a hell of a Mandela effect on hand, bro. Okay, but going back to, we're talking about careers and stuff and like looking towards the future. Mm-hmm.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to a peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. That's ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turn your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a bucket list, right?
A bucket list. Yeah, I do.
You have a bucket list, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody has like a bucket list.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Why is Dino calling me? What the fuck?
Answer him. Answer him. Be like, you're on the podcast right now.
Yo, you're on the podcast right now. You're on the podcast. What do you want, bro?
Oh, yo. I just want to let you know, I just came back from East and they have a for rental now.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Definitely burn that shit out.
Definitely. Okay.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you.
Okay.
Bucket list, right?
Yeah.
The term bucket list. How old do you think that term is?
Should be mad old.
Should be mad old, right? Yeah. Like people probably in like the 70s, 60s probably. Like, oh, I have a bucket list. Yeah. I'm gonna complete when I'm 80 years old.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So take this in.
Bro. It's not called bucket list.
So there's a Mandela effect.
Okay.
Right. That everybody thinks. The term bucket list is really, really old and it's just been handed down traditions, right?
Uh-huh.
The term bucket list, it only came out when the movie The Bucket List came out, I think in like 2008.
2008?
2008, that's how old the term bucket list is.
What?
Hold on, let me make sure I have the right date. So you know the movie with Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson, The Bucket List. So 2007, my bad.
Yeah.
So The Bucket List, Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
This is the only time we ever heard the term The Bucket List.
No
or
way.
Bucket List. But Damn. Everybody remembers The Bucket List, like that term, as something you said long time ago.
Hella times.
Like let's say people in the 80s, 60s, uh-huh. whatever, they would have that.
Yeah.
But no. It's only existed after that movie.
Nah, that's kind of weird.
Now if you Google, you know how you can like Google dates and see the searches on Google years and centuries. Fam, bucket list only happened in 2007, bro.
What? No, because what I'm thinking is like bucket list, right? In the like 1900s, 1800s,
mm-hmm.
they had buckets. They had to fill water, shit like that. So you already
before
know,
you kick the bucket,
yeah,
right?
You know the term is very old.
Yeah.
So what?
For the people that don't know a bucket list, what it is, it's pretty much things you want to do before you go ahead and kick the bucket. So the term kick the bucket is like, oh, before I die.
Oh, okay.
So that's what it means. But That's only been around since 2007, but that's fucking crazy.
Nah, that's kind of, yeah, that's kind of weird. You know what date did the will list? You know how you have a will? You write wills?
No, I think that's an old thing for sure.
That's a very old thing. It's gotta be.
Because a will is like everything you own.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, nah, there's no way there's a Mandela effect about the will. Okay, I have hella Mandela effects.
Okay, today, okay. Name like two more.
Hold on. Okay.
That are really, you think, will blow my mind, though.
Just two more? I have crazy ones that are gonna blow your mind, bro.
Okay, okay. This guy.
listen.
Okay.
Okay, boom. Uh-huh. Crazy Frog. You know who Crazy Frog is?
Yes, bro. Oh my God. Did I tell you that story when I was on the Crazy Frog website? And then you know how there's like ads on the side?
Yeah.
I clicked an ad by mistake and it was like naked woman.
It's porn?
Yeah, it was dead ass porn. Yeah. I was like 5 at the time. And then my dad came in. Yeah. And I think he saw it, but he kind of walked out the room and just ignored it. But I did ask, no. like woman on my screen just because crazy. I was playing the Crazy Frog like game.
Yeah,
and then like he just went away, fam.
Bro,
but yeah.
Okay, okay. To the Mandela effect now.
He didn't have goggles or some shit.
Nah, listen, okay, listen, listen. God. Crazy Frog, bro.
Okay.
There's a Mandela effect. That Crazy Frog, right? Uh-huh. Do you remember him having genitals?
Genitals.
He has genitals out.
Like balls and...
He has his dick out.
What?
Crazy Frog has his dick out in the video.
No, he doesn't. Hold on.
I don't remember that, bro. No, I feel like we would all remember that shit.
Wait.
Crazy Frog, bro.
Wait,
how is that in commercials and shit? No, listen.
The school dances in elementary school. That's what they played that.
Yeah. I swear we've seen that like in people would play it in class. People would show it. You know what I mean? On television. Look.
Yeah.
Crazy Frog.
What? Okay, if I see
nobody remembers this.
Hold on.
But Crazy Frog literally has his dick out always.
Oh,
yo, what the fuck?
Nah, that's jokes.
Yo, but you see it? It's like, it's not even, it is. It's not even like, it's a little bit. That's his whole piece, bro.
Nah, that's funny. No, because I thought it was like a smooth surface.
Yeah.
Ew.
Since when?
Nah. That's kind of weird now. That's kind of
since
weird.
When? Look. So he's flying around. Because you know how he's on an invisible motorcycle?
Yeah. Oh, that's why. Out? That's why.
But I never noticed his piece like that.
Yeah. You know that maybe that could represent our like horny demon? Like Crazy Frog?
Yo.
Crazy Frog?
No, going to that theory I said before about the Illuminati trying to sexualize everything.
Exactly. Why would a little cartoon have a penis? Like, why would you even want to draw a penis on something like that?
Exactly.
Like, that shit makes no sense.
Makes no sense, bro. What the fuck? I watched that video, like, hella times growing up, and I never noticed him having a piece. And I feel like we would have laughed about it or something.
For sure.
Being immature, we would have seen that shit.
Yeah. But no one said anything. Nobody said that. Just because he was running around so crazily and just because he was on a motorcycle, half the time, maybe we didn't notice that.
Yeah, that's probably why. But I don't know. I feel like I would have at least like seen.
Yeah.
I would have. Somebody would have mentioned it.
I know. Okay. So give me one more.
Okay. One more?
Yeah. That would blow my mind.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. No. Give me the craziest one.
The craziest one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this one's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Did you know? Okay. This is a Mandela effect, right?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I never knew about this, but maybe some scientists know about this.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a Mandela effect where we can actually regrow our ribs. So if you break a rib, if you lose a rib, you can regrow a rib?
Yeah, I think I've heard that before.
You heard that before?
Yeah, I think I've heard that before. Just because I realized that, I think that's all of our like, oh no.
No, so your bone, literally your bone.
Yeah.
You break off a rib, you can regrow it. Did you knew that? I didn't know that.
To be honest, as a kid, I thought that's how our body parts work. Like if someone cut off your arm,
you would just regrow an arm.
Or if you grow a leg, like, you know how lizards, I think.
They can regrow a tail.
You regrow a tail. I think that's what was in my mind.
Oh, okay, okay.
But a rib is like bone, though. Like,
that's what I'm thinking. Like a whole bone like that? I didn't know. So there's Mandela effects going around where people don't remember that you can regrow ribs. I didn't remember that.
Regrow ribs. Nah, I didn't know about that. Wait, so when someone's collarbone breaks, they usually what? They usually do what with it? So
no,
it breaks off.
They put it in like... They heal it.
Yeah.
But let's say you call your whole thing shit, your whole thing comes off, like that whole
right here, like
yeah, your shaft, no homo.
You're skiing, boom, your shaft breaks. Pause.
Yeah, is it, like I don't think that's gonna grow back unless like you still have the bone and connect it.
Word. Give me another one.
One more.
Because that one was kind of weak. The crazy. Oh shit.
I think it's crazy. Just from like, because being a boxer, breaking your rib, that's a huge like, oh shit, he broke his rib. I didn't know he can heal that.
True.
That's, I guess it's not a big deal then.
Word.
Because I'm always scared like. I gotta block whatever, right? Yeah. But now I can regrow that shit. I'm Wolverine.
I'll be boxing like this now. Yeah. Fuck, I can grow it back.
All right. Okay. This one's crazy.
Okay. Let me see.
So there's a Mandela effect. Mm-hmm. You know that song? Sweet dreams are made of these.
Travel the world in the seven seas. Okay.
So the Mandela effect for that song, Sweet Dreams. Sweet dreams are made of these, right?
Yeah.
It was never these.
What is it?
It was made of this.
Sweet.
Yo. Sweet dreams are made of this.
What? Like, that's not proper grammar.
It doesn't even make sense. Sweet dreams
are made of this. Travel the... What?
Sweet dreams are made of this? It's these.
Yeah, it's these. No, that one I don't believe.
That's real. It's real. Look, hold on. I'm going to show you the lyrics. I'm going to show you the lyrics.
Okay.
We'll go to the lyrics right now.
Okay.
Sweet dreams lyrics. Boom.
Okay.
So, sweet dreams are made of this. This?
Nah, that doesn't even sound
right. It doesn't even sound right, bro. Nah, bro. But everybody hears these.
Yeah.
Nah. Tripping.
Nah, that's fucking weird, bro.
What?
No, but I was searching Mandela effects.
Yeah.
But I feel like a cool topic that I'll bring up, mm-hmm. like a new like segment, mm-hmm. is apps that you didn't know existed.
Apps that I didn't know. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna
kind of warm it up because the second one is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So do you know? Have you heard about the app Camster?
Camster, nah. But it sounds like a porn site.
Listen. So if you're on the app store and you type in Camster, there's an app where you can hijack into camera iPhones, security footage.
No way.
Like real life MacBook photos.
For real.
Yeah, but if you download this app, you open your camera up to the public too. So once you download it, if I'm holding it like this, somebody can literally know that we're doing a podcast right now. They can look through my lens.
So it's like a dark web like trap.
Exactly.
So even though you can see, they can see you.
Exactly. I'm on the phone call like this. They can see you right now because they're looking through my cam.
Word.
Yeah.
That's like the deal with the devil type thing.
Yeah, that ass. And I feel, I think it got deleted off the app store like recently.
Yeah.
But that shit was fucked. And there's also one that's like, okay, so this one's crazy. It's called Girls Around Me.
Girls Around Me.
Yeah.
Okay, that was definitely not like a porn site.
No. This is not a porn site, but it was made for lonely guys to look for girls in the area.
Okay, well, how does this work though?
So once you go on the app, there's literally pictures, like, you know how in Google Maps, like, and you take a photo there, it shows you the picture and the location you took it at.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of that, the app shows you the girl that was in the location.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean? How does it show the girl?
I don't know how they did it. And this is a crazy thing. The girls don't even have to sign up for them to be on the app. They just show it. Yeah. And that app got deleted so quick.
That they both sound like some dark web shit.
Yeah.
Bro.
No, it is.
You know what it reminds me of too?
What?
You know that guy that's on TikTok? That's like, you're watching a master at work. You know what I'm talking about? And then he finds like the girl.
Yo,
that shit is crazy to me.
It's the Asian guy.
Yeah. This is like Asian guy that if you see like a, let's say it's a random viral video and there's a hot girl in the background or something. For whatever reason,
he finds the Instagram.
He finds the tag. He finds her at.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
With what information? Just from that video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
To be honest, there's stuff like that though. It's like, so you can tell if your boyfriend or girlfriend who they followed like recently by going to Instagram settings and export chat. And then it just shows blank followed this, blank followed this.
What? You can do that?
Yeah. And you can do that with low-key everyone.
Yo, like, y'all, if you have trust issues, don't look into that.
Yeah. Like you can tell who Chantel Jeffries followed like this morning. What the fuck?
I know.
See, and this information is available to us. We just don't look into it.
That's the problem with let's say cyber security. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Because look, I feel like the more we're on the internet, uh-huh. the more our life gets public.
Yeah.
Like no matter what, you can. They have our buying habits now. Yeah. Amazon literally knows exactly what I want to buy next month.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. And there was did you hear about the Russian? I think it was a hacker team. This is when I really
got anonymous.
No. This is when I got really scared. Cause
what is it? Cicada?
No, they have a team called here. Cause I took a screenshot of it. So it's called the 74455 SIC or Lonely Bear. That's what they called it. Mm-hmm. But I think Russia did like a cyber attack on, I think it was Ukraine or some other country.
Yeah.
Where they literally turned the lights off and all the information systems off. And if they can do that, what happens if all of our information system goes off? Wi-Fi, everything.
Yeah.
No more information is going to go to the people. Mm. We don't know what the fuck's going on. A lot of people are going to die.
Yo, you want to hear a crazy like theory about that?
Yeah.
So recently during the war, the Ukraine-Russian war, all of these TikTokers that are in Russia.
What?
All of these TikTokers that are in Russia, right?
Yeah.
They're posting this video. Mm. They all have separate videos, but it's them saying this speech about the war or saying the same like dialogue and it's almost as if like they were given a script to say. I don't know exactly what they were saying because obviously I don't speak Russian. I have to go out and like translate it, but they're all saying the exact same thing, all of these TikTokers from Russia.
I mean, that's smart though, because like all the eyes are on that app right now.
Yeah,
so how else are you gonna, you know?
The beginning of the war, we saw like the tanks and stuff. We saw the war unfold on TikTok. That's crazy.
No, dead ass.
That's crazy to me.
Instagram, TikTok. That's how I found out about that.
World War II, we saw it through the newspaper.
Yeah.
2022, mm-hmm. we're seeing it on TikTok. That's crazy to me.
I know.
That's crazy to me.
Nah, that's actually fucking
TikTok is in history, bro.
It is. That's what I'm saying. Like, if they shut down all of our information systems, we don't have TikTok to know about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, we get a nuke dropped on us. You feel me? We didn't know it was coming.
Knock on wood, bro. What the fuck?
You feel me?
Listen. There's like, let me knock on wood again. There's like speculation and theories that we're going to get, what do you call it? A cyber attack coming.
Cyber attack?
I really hope like that's not gonna happen.
No, but to be honest, like it's gonna be like that group versus our anonymous.
Yeah.
To be honest, like who can hack the best?
I don't know. Russian hackers are crazy. Oh, man. They are.
The Russian hacker literally is crazy.
Crazy Russian hacker. Safety number one priority.
No lie, if I had a YouTube collab, that was one
crazy
of the,
Russian hacker. Nah, GHG Hustle. Let me shout GHG Hustle one time.
Oh, facts.
That's my favorite YouTuber all time. If you guys want to know my favorite YouTuber, GHG Hustle.
Bro, I wasn't even into like machine weaponry like that, but watching Black Rambo and GHG Hustle just go back at it, like how Black Rambo's like, this is your best gun? This sucks. This shit, it sucks. Like,
it's like you know how people have the basketball street videos?
Yeah.
I'm not into basketball like that. Mm-hmm. So my, I guess, supplement to that
is like,
it's GHG Hustle and Black Rambo.
No, facts.
And Isai.
No, but I can see the interest in it though, because like when you're in Call of Duty, you always want to skin out your gun. You always want to go for to diamond. You want to prestige it.
Yeah.
Ice out your gun.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, I kind of wanted to get into Airsoft just so I can swag out my gun.
I told you. So we went to Airsoft recently. I was telling Gavin, and once he sees all of our straps and once he sees like all of us having fun, he's gonna get into it too.
Nah,
Cause it's real life Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm, yeah, cause I have an addictive personality.
Mm-hmm.
So like you saw this, like you told me in the video game we were playing.
Yeah.
So this is a Roblox game and I was so bad at a mouse shooting game, right? So these guys were making fun of me. What did I do? Literally on the game all day, every day.
We saw him like the next day, he's playing by himself. This is like a squad game. We have this like six man team. Yeah. Gavin's playing by himself, grinding that shit.
And then I come back when they come back and we play, I have all the skins.
I know, that's great.
All the attachments. Like,
this guy no life to it for like a week.
No, but I feel like that's, I feel like I'm grateful that I'm not actually good at video games, because I feel like video games are more fun
when you're shit. When you have to learn.
When you're bad, yeah.
I think I agree. Because if you're too good at anything, then it becomes kind of boring.
Exactly, exactly. Like, what's something that you were really good at that probably got, like,
that got boring to me?
Yeah, because, you can even say shoes. You got all the shoes, it got boring for you.
Oh, yeah, I guess, because there's nothing, like, physical I could say that you could get tired of, unless it's something that's more merchandise, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like once you have the nicest stuff,
then what else?
Then how it's like whatever.
Yeah,
that's like GTA 5. Like, I don't know how y'all still play GTA 5 when you have like you have everything.
Yeah,
it's the exact same thing, and I think that's what being rich is like.
I have a murder story, because I was recently so did you get that Elisa Lam story off Netflix?
Nah, I found it on YouTube.
Really?
I watched like a lot of
those. Okay, because right after that I was like, nah, I gotta find one even crazier.
Yeah,
and my friend, shout out Marcus, he recommended me to this. You can watch on Netflix. It's The Night Stalker. So have you ever heard of Richard Ramirez?
Nah, I don't really? Think so. I don't think
I'm surprised.
So
yo, I don't know why, but usually the stuff I bring up you're like, yeah, I know that shit. But now this one is like very popular too.
Really?
Yeah, so this is probably the weirdest case, because this murderer has fangirls. Like, you know how those edits of like those social media influencers?
No way.
Like, knock, knock, who's there? And like his thing. But this guy is like, I can't even show you pictures. Like, he's handsome. He's a handsome guy. But the stuff he did was crazy.
This guy's like a murderer?
Murdering. He's called the Night Stalker.
Yeah.
So he has 13 counts of murder.
Damn.
5 attempted murders.
The
14 sexual assaults.
Holy shit.
And
wait,
15 burglaries.
Is this guy in jail?
No, he died of cancer.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is how the story went, right? So growing up, he was like assaulted by his dad a lot.
Yeah.
Right? So he lived with his cousin Miguel, which was a Vietnamese war like veteran.
Yeah.
Right? And Miguel actually, in Vietnam, he murdered and raped women.
Whoa, like when he was in the war.
When he was in the war. And he has photographic videos of this. And he, Richard was growing up.
Yeah.
Obviously, he was around that. He showed him that. Mm. Right? And then Richard, as he was growing up, he became into Satanism. He got into Satanism.
What the hell?
And then he got addicted to drugs.
Yeah.
So his first like counts of murders was just straight up like burglaries and theft.
Yeah.
But the craziest one where it started was with a 74-year-old woman.
What the?
On the street, right?
Why the hell?
I don't know. This was at night. So boom, he grabbed her, sexually assaulted, and slashed her across the throat. It was so crazy that her head almost got decapitated.
Oh my God.
Decapitated, fam.
Damn.
And it continued. In LA, it was such a riot that nobody wanted to be out in the streets late at night.
Yo, this happened in LA?
Because of Richard.
Shit.
His signature one was he always went for a wife and a husband at marriages. He would shoot the husband and sexually assault the wife.
What the? So wait. So he's like a serial.
He's a serial.
Serial killer.
Fam, he went like, I'm telling you, like AC 130 streak.
He went on a spree.
Spree, fam. And this is a crazy one too. When he, after he murdered everyone, you know how he was into Satanism?
Yeah.
He used to draw pentagrams in the person's body. So if you seen a pentagram, you looked at the body, the cops already knew who it was.
They knew who it was.
Yeah. And this was the last murder. He literally went into a person's house, killed them, went into the kitchen and ate a cantaloupe. The cops went into the scene and there was a bite of a cantaloupe. He just left it there.
What the?
He was that crazy. Richard Ramirez, fam.
Okay, what happened to him? Did he get caught at all?
Yeah,
like, how did they look for him?
Yeah, so there was a mafia that went after him. They beat him up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mafia.
Yeah. Like, I think there was like a boss, like, he was like, no, we need him gone.
Okay.
Right? So I think he survived that somehow.
Yeah.
And he died of cancer. Like, it wasn't the people.
Wait, so he survived the mafia?
Yeah. I think he survived the beatings done by him. Like, he got out of there.
So he dipped cops and dipped the mafia? The mafia. No way.
Yes. Yes, fam. It's all on Netflix. You can watch the whole thing.
This guy really used the power of fucking Satan, bro. Holy shit, I know.
Yeah. But look, I'll show you what he looks like. Like there's actual shit of him in court where girls are fangirling over him.
That's messed up.
It's not
good.
But look at him though.
That, oh my god.
Come on.
And people are simping?
people are simping for him, which is fucked.
Even that's probably how he got so close to people too. Exactly. That's like the Ted Bundy shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I think when they're that good looking, they kind of get away easier.
Pretty privileged.
That's you how think they that's get away, bro.
Yeah. I think, yeah, that because to be honest, that is the prettiest like murderer I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. Usually they look like old, fat, white guys. You feel me? In a clown suit or some shit.
I think, okay, I don't agree with that, at least. But I think that's what they show on television or media.
Yeah.
But a lot of the times, they're like, look, Ted Bundy, mm-hmm. That guy, there's a few other murders that they're not that bad looking. I mean,
have you seen the Instagram account of mugshots with the prettiest murderers?
Nah, I don't want to even look at it. Why do you want to look at that?
People are simping. They're like, oh my God, he could kill me if he wanted to.
Wow.
She can lock me up.
I think there's like there's a primal like attraction to that though.
There is.
We talked about this before, how like a man that can kill is like a strong man. And yeah. People like are attracted to that.
Yeah.
Even though it's dark and that's definitely not ethical, like, subconsciously they're probably attracted to
you. Yeah, to be honest, I feel like there's murderers that can convince you to, like, to do stuff with just their words. They're that smart.
Charles Manson, bro.
Who's that?
You don't know Charles Manson?
No, Charles Manson.
You know Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. Well, I'll show you a picture.
Okay,
this guy, you definitely seen this picture before.
Okay,
Charles Manson.
Okay. Yeah.
So Charles Manson, mm-hmm. This was also in LA. He was the head of the Manson family, I believe it was called. The Manson family.
Yeah.
And they did like a whole spree too of just murders in LA, specifically in Hollywood.
Mm.
So celebrities. So Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the Tarantino movie, that was kind of like a take on all of those murders.
Yeah.
Right? So Charles Manson, what's crazy about Charles Manson though, was after all these murders happened, he was taken into prison.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And what's really, really odd, the CIA took him. Now listen. The CIA, right? This is true.
Uh-huh.
The CIA took him and used him for brainwashing experiments.
Oh, nah. Just so, him?
You know MK Ultra?
Yeah, MK Ultra.
He was a part of MK Ultra, bro. He was a part of MK Ultra. And now listen. Okay. So I believe once he did his work with the CIA, what's going to happen? He's allowed free, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's allowed free. What happened? His cult
is gonna help him.
Exploded. His cult became even stronger. So the theory is, what if Charles Manson learned something through these brainwash techniques, used it, and got all of his like cult members, or even the whole plan of him starting a cult was the CIA's idea?
Oh, nah.
The CIA's yo, I don't know if people know about this, and I'm gonna knock on wood real quick and just say, like, I don't know if this is true. But you ever hear about like what the CIA actually does?
CIA. I know that like the CIA, they just go into investigation. That's all I really
They're
know.
They're spies, like international spies, right?
Yeah.
Did you know they start wars?
Really? I didn't know that.
So I don't want to like, you know what I mean? I don't want to be a target or nothing, you can Google this shit.
Okay.
Some CIA people, like they're sent to certain countries to move puzzles together. So it looks like this happened for this. Oh, we got to start the war now. So one of the biggest ones was, I believe it was in Iraq.
Okay.
Where the government, they wanted to make the rebellion. So they actually helped the rebellion. Something like that.
No, that's crazy, man.
But like, you can only imagine, right? Like, let's say you want to take over that country and there's ways you can do that. They'd send over CIA agents to do things. So they're sent
on operations to like, I guess you know that one where it's like, oh, you tap the guy and then it's like actually not you, but
yeah, exactly, the other guy. Exactly.
Yeah.
So you get somebody else to do your job in a sense.
Oh,
so you ever watch Ocean's 11?
No, I haven't watched Ocean's 11.
So in Ocean's 11, this is a good example for people that watched it.
Okay.
So there were these people, they needed something to happen with like this manufacturing company, right?
Yeah.
And in order for that to happen, what they did was they aroused like all of the workers.
Yeah.
So they weren't getting treated fairly, but they didn't know they were getting treated fairly.
Wow.
I think this was based in like Mexico in the movie. So they didn't know they were being treated unfairly, right? So what they did, this guy, Casey Affleck played the character.
Yeah.
He like rose them up. Like, nah, we need rights, blah, blah, blah. Cause riots, right? And then that whole movement of the rights for the workers happened, and change happened to the manufacturing company.
Word.
So that's kind of like that.
It plans like plans the future, kind of.
Yeah, there's a word for it. There's a word for it.
Foreshadow?
No, reconnaissance.
Reconnaissance.
That's the word. Yeah,
that's a big.
That's a big word for Elmo.
No, but I feel like that the whole cult thing is kind of moved. Like you've seen it during the generations. So back then, it was known as a cult, like a group of people.
Yeah.
But I feel like the new age, they kind of disguised it into influencers now.
Is that influence? Nah, we can't say that,
we're not influencers, we're regular people, you feel me? But no, like the new age cult, you can see it. Like, did you see that video at Coachella? He's like, the guy's like, if you're an influencer, we need to see your band. You can come on this thing and bring all your fans. Like, like that's the real thing. Yeet has a crazy ass cult. Like, you feel me?
I don't want to say that's a cult. It is, in a sense, it is. I'm gonna agree with you, in a sense, it is, but I don't want to say that is just because it's like people are still free.
Yeah.
It's just their likes make it into that.
Exactly. You saw it in us too. Like, what do you call this? When someone was copying our content, we sent our peoples to like, it was like a war.
That's true.
You feel me?
That's kind of true.
It's the new age influence era.
So you think all of these supporters and influencers are in a sense a cult?
No, there's good and bad ones. So it depends on what they do with it. So us, obviously, we're known for positive.
Cults technically aren't
always like
aren't bad.
Yeah,
okay. You know what I mean? You know, Catholicism was a cult.
Oh yeah.
Before it was what it is now.
You're right.
Before it was right now. Look, what was it before that? I think it was Hebrew, right?
Yeah.
So in Jesus' time, they thought, oh, he's going against our religion, blah, blah, blah. That's the whole scenario that happened. Yep. So I think everything really starts as, every single religion started as a cult.
Yeah.
It's just a set of belief systems. That's all it is.
Yeah. Because we have our own beliefs and they'll probably follow whatever we say. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So it's kind of the same thing.
I don't want to say it's the same thing because there's still like diversity. There's hella diversity, man. I mean,
there's degrees. But obviously, like the principle, it's there. Is there. You have people that you look up to and you're going to follow and you're going to fight for them. Same thing.
I guess. I think that's different. I want to say cult though. Cult is like, cult is like every single thing. Cult is more like, you know, Eminem's music video, can the real Slim Shady please stand up?
There's a big like,
everybody looks like him, yeah. Moves like him, talks like him. Mm-hmm. That's a cult in my opinion. Mm-hmm. That's a cult. Because everything to a T. We don't have no rules. Like, if you're a Jumpers fan, you got to wear this. You got to wear... Nah, we're not doing that shit. That's cult. That's cult.
Okay, but... Okay, let's say in Geese video, remember in... they all had the... What do you call this? The
scarf?
The turban?
No, but that was...
No, listen. And they're all in the thing like this. And they all look the same. Could you say
no, that but was that was just supposed to be him. That was like...
What could you say merch would be the same as that little thing you said as, oh, we don't look the same, but merch, everyone has our merch.
Nah, that's too deep. You're deep in that way.
Am I really?
Yes, you are.
Am I really? But when everyone has our merch on, they're looking up to us. Everyone looks the same now. Everyone
no, same but I think on. It's different to where it's like a uniform. If it's a uniform, that's different.
Okay. Maybe that was what I came to.
Yeah, because if you're like... Like, look at all the religions where we have different things to wear.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. If you have to wear a certain... Look, all of the priests wear a certain... Yeah. What do you call it? I forgot the word for it, but you know that little paper thing?
Yeah.
That's more, in a sense, like cultish.
Yeah.
But a cult, all it is just a small...
Following.
Small version of it.
Yeah, true.
Like, you wouldn't call Catholicism a cult because it's huge now.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, years and years and years ago...
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, what is this?
True.
What is this stuff?
Low-key Coachella is just like... The Illuminati meeting for the new generation. We need to go, man.
Oh my god!
But you've heard of the concert? I think you definitely heard this. Concert that somebody scammed all these influencers to travel to another.
Oh, Firefest!
Firefest! Oh my god! I was reading about the article and it was so funny. It's like taking how everyone was starving, like all these influencers, like oh, I don't have any water.
Yeah,
like you take all these spoiled rich kids and you put them on an island for like 3 days.
Yeah, that was an L. That was a huge L.
No, that was a W for whoever the guy scammed.
No, he's in jail, bro.
Oh, really?
He's in jail. You don't watch the documentary?
Nah.
What happened?
I started laughing and I just laughed it.
Okay, so Firefest, what happened was it was supposed to be that concert. It was supposed to be like this huge thing. We had this huge lineup, Migos, Drake, all these people, right? yo, they didn't even have nobody on the list. They had like three people.
Luda.
Yeah, they had like three people that were performing. Yeah. That was supposed to be on. But anyways, people pulled out. I think like Deadmau5 and all of them, yeah, all those DJs pulled out. Uh-huh. So what was supposed to happen? They were supposed to go to like Pablo Escobar's like private island.
Yeah, and just party, everything, free drinks, free everything.
Yeah. But it turned out like they couldn't get that anymore. You know why they couldn't get it anymore?
I just thought budget cuts or some shit like that. Budget.
No.
That
was not in the budget. So they promoted it as Pablo Escobar's private island.
Oh, and they the didn't
family,
sponsor him?
The family didn't like that.
Oh.
Yeah, the family did. Why you have to promote it like that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they cut ties with them and they're like, nah, you can't host it here no more.
Mm,
okay. So they had to like go somewhere else, budget, and it was a budget place.
Oh.
So they even had to, I'm pretty sure they made their own like beach, bro. They didn't even have a beach.
What?
Yeah. They had to like put artificial sand. Nah, dead ass. That's what artificial sand.
Bro, nah, I could just see all the spoiled.
So it just went like downhill from there, yeah, man, because they didn't know what to do. And then they're just like trying to keep the money that everybody invested. Right? Because everybody paid tickets for, I'm going to go. And then like, you know what I mean, they're not gonna pay you back.
Yeah, that's the power of influence, man.
Yeah,
you feel like, oh, you're gonna go to this 5-star restaurant, all the big rappers are performing.
You know who's to blame, bro?
Who?
Kendall Jenner.
Why she promoted it?
No, Kendall Jenner's to blame for the big like downfall of the whole event was because, really? She posted a picture of like her meal. It was either Kendall Jenner. Who's the girl that's like, if he has these on, it's quiet. Who's the girl that's...
Oh, Bella Hadid?
Bella Hadid, yeah. It was either her or Bella Hadid.
So. That posted it?
Yeah, I posted a picture and it's like of the meal and it was like a shit-ass meal and it went viral.
Yeah.
That shit went viral and everybody just hated on Firefest. Word.
There was some guy, I don't know if you know TJX.
TJX. I think I heard of him.
He's like the scam rapper, right?
Yeah.
And before he was big, he used to scam big influencers like, what do you call this? Black China, Nicki Minaj, just because he would go to the management and be like, oh, can you guys promote this and I'll send some money through, right? And Nicki Minaj will post this random ass rapper, TJ, on the story, I think. And then right after, he would scam that back. He would go into the credit card stuff, have a credit card, pull all that money from the PayPal, take it back. Free promotion.
Wow. I think when it gets to the point of like lying for money, y'all gotta fix up. You know what I mean? Because you don't, there's so many ways to make money. If you're putting it into the wrong places and risking you getting caught and like falling into like the deepest depths of fucking loss, then it's not worth it.
You know what I mean?
You can put that same energy and just start a legal business. It might not be as fast as illegal, but shit, at least it's legal.
No, you can see the correlation between this generation and like making money now, because everyone, you know, wants to get big right away. What's one way to get big? I see it on TikTok all the time. Credit card scamming. That's the number one thing that kids want to do nowadays. Because you go to the bank, boom, you get money right away. But like at the same time, it's like you want to live a fast life. It's like it's going to go down right away. Or what's that saying? If you want
to, I forgot what it was, but I'm a big believer. I'm not Hindu or anything, but I do believe in karma. I actually do believe in karma, especially like business.
I was
going to
say that too. Yeah.
Cause I know for me, I never like snaked a business. I never like cheated. I never like stole.
Yeah.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I never got that in return.
Yeah.
Like nobody stole from me. Nobody cheated me, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the people that do like all of those illegal things, their business karma is like in the garbage now.
I know. No, that's why. Because like if you're gonna participate in activities like that, go enjoy your life, but it's gonna be quick.
Yeah.
Cause like they always have receipts on you.
Yeah, it's not gonna last. Yeah, there's nothing to last for.
Exactly. So would you rather, I already know your answer, but
what?
Would you rather have a sick 1 week, all the money in the world, right? Or just go all your life until 80, but maybe at the 40 point you get a bit of money and then now you're kind of old.
No, I don't think like that though.
Yeah.
I think like I'm gonna get rich fast, but because I do it right.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna work hard to do it. It's not gonna be easy. I don't think it's gonna be easy. Yeah. I don't think anything's gonna be easy. Mm-hmm. It just feels easy because I do it. You know what I mean? It looks easy to y'all.
On paper, it looks amazing.
Yeah, it looks easy to y'all, but
5-star hotel, champagnes. As a 20-year-old kid, fuck it, man. Let's do some scams. But no, that's not reality. It doesn't show you the full story.
Yeah. Okay. Do you believe? Oh, I think we said this before.
Yeah, we have to have a good debate because we always have some good debates on this one too.
I think I said this before, actually.
Yeah.
Do you think a drug dealer has better business?
Oh, I think Elon Musk said that.
Yeah.
He was like, a drug dealer has a better...
he has more. He has a better understanding of business than a person with a business degree.
Did you see this video? Hold on, I gotta show you. He was on a podcast, and this is how I know. Like, not everyone can have a podcast.
Why?
Look what he says. Look what he says. It was so funny.
But Elon Musk, he can't talk. Like, he's kind of awkward, man.
Yeah, I know. Look, ready? Hold on. Listen.
One drunk man is more intelligent than three women with PhDs.
Thank you so much.
Look at the girl, Mr.
Shibai.
Bro said, yo, one drunk man is more intelligent with three women with PhDs. And the guy went,
bro.
Thank you very much. You're done.
She probably kicked his ass after. Yeah. I bet she kicked his ass after.
You know who always has the hottest takes? The hot and fit guys? Oh, no. What is it? The fit, fresh and fit guys? You know that guy, the bald guy?
I know you're talking about. I know the guys from the UK?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so. They always have the craziest takes. It's like, if you have a boyfriend, if a girl has a boyfriend, she shouldn't be on Instagram. That's cheating.
Nah, that's fucked.
Bro, that's so funny.
Everybody has the right to their own opinion.
Yeah.
But when it's publicized, right? That's when you get a reaction.
Yeah.
Get me? That's when you get a reaction. And the reaction, if it's negative or positive, whatever, it's said and done. But how you're perceived after the fact relies on you. You know what I mean? Like, it affects you only.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, if I say some dumb shit and people take it good or bad,
they're always going to remember that dumb shit you said.
Yeah. No matter the outcome, it comes back to who said it. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's the number one. There was a video on this like motivation thing.
Yeah.
It was like the number one thing you should always see, always know how to do is talk. Because once those words come out your mouth, that's how people are going to perceive you now.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get perceived as an idiot who just runs his mouth? No, you don't want to do that.
Yeah. I think one of my biggest, because going back to like what we were talking about goals.
Yeah.
Right. One of my biggest goals, and it's not held down by a set number, is to change as much lives as I can.
Mm.
Or at least like save as much lives as possible. So when I was a swim instructor, I always felt like I'm doing the right thing. I'm teaching people how to swim. I'm teaching kids how to swim. I'm teaching them a survival skill, like if they're ever in trouble, they can live. Right? So no matter what it is and what I do, when I was doing fashion, when I was doing Wico Studios,
you gave
people what I put on it, reflective.
Oh yeah.
Safety.
Mm.
Right? Yeah. I don't know, it sounds corny, blah blah, but yeah, I did say, what if somebody couldn't see them in the dark?
Yeah.
They're driving down the street. If he's wearing Wico socks, it's reflective. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But even if it's as small as that, like I'm able to save some lives, change some people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's what means the most to me. And it's not held down by a certain number.
That's why I say like teachers have the most underrated job and should be paid way more. Because a good teacher can take that kid, that bad kid, and tell him he's great and he'll go far in life. Cause like when we're teenagers, we're still getting everyone's opinion. But if you get opinion from a wise that you really look up to, then that's gonna change your whole mindset, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. And you had your glimpse when you're a swim instructor. They probably look up to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was Taekwondo teaching, I really didn't know the power I had until I remember this boy, it was my last time teaching because I went off to university.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me a card. He gave me everything. He's like, thank you. Like you're my favorite teacher. And I know he's going to do great stuff because I built discipline in him.
Yeah.
And that's all I can wish for him. You feel me?
I think when you teach something, you really learn yourself too.
Exactly.
You really learn it better yourself.
I'm glad I went through a teaching experience.
Yeah.
Because you learn a lot, you know?
And my whole life, I feel like I'm just teaching whenever I can, just because it's not for their benefit necessarily, but even for mine.
Mm-hmm.
Even for mine, if I want a refresher on things, like, okay, let me break down this again.
Yeah.
Let me teach you how to do it. And I'm at the same time, I'm refreshing those wires in my brain. You know what I mean? Those neutrons.
Me and God have a weird relationship where it's like, it's very strong, but he always sends hints to me to know that I've reached a checkpoint. Mm. So like this whole time, like during this podcast too, or before, I was having like a little identity crisis, and I'm glad I had it now. And I'm using this podcast to find it again.
Word,
Because now I finally found my shtick. like like in clothing, I'm the suave, the pretty boy. That's me, right? The energetic hype one. Before, remember, I told you I would try to be someone else that I wasn't.
I always called you out on that.
Exactly. And now you slowly see me finding my shtick. Like it's finally getting there. Yeah. And then another like
that's that brainwash right there.
Exactly.
No, real shit. Leave it out.
Real shit. And then another moment was it was funny because right before when I went through the heartbreak, I was very immature, right? Mm-hmm. And the moment where I felt like I was becoming way more mature and I feel like I could handle my emotions better, God sent me, literally, I was standing at the streetlight, right? And a girl punches me. I look to my left. It's my ex.
Yeah.
Right? And then it was funny. It was because I finally get to see myself like, oh, this is the person I've changed into. Usually, if I seen her before, when I was going through it, I'd be like, fuck this girl. But I was sitting in front of her and having a conversation, and I didn't feel nothing at all. I was like, oh, yeah, I finally matured. Like, I can look her in the face and just be friends.
That's good.
You feel me?
Yeah, that's good. And as you grow older, you have more of those, like, I guess, awakenings.
Awakenings, yeah.
You know? And It's funny looking back how you used to act to now.
Yeah.
And how like, wow, I really did that before. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'll look back at some things I did and like, that's kind of funny to me.
Did you remember before? It's funny now because I don't post anything on my social media. Mm-hmm. But before, literally, I would speak my mind on social media. Every day would be a new post.
Mm.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to be big. Now you don't see that. I don't do that anymore. Mm. It's because I learned from it.
But nothing in a sense is bad.
It's not bad. It's not me a lesson.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's just like you realize who you want to be. You want to be that person that does that.
Exactly.
At the time, maybe you did. You know.
Yeah.
But when you grow older, you mature. That's all it is. You just mature.
Yeah. I just never wanted to have that midlife crisis.
Midlife crisis.
Because that shit is. I didn't want to go through that shit.
I don't think it's possible for me to go through a midlife crisis, man. Like, I don't think it is. No, dead ass. Like, I'm not saying I know for sure.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm just so, I know who I am. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I'm not going to try to do anything that I'm not.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I'll try new things, but I'm not going to lie to myself.
Yeah, exactly.
That's one thing I think is the most important, is just never lie to yourself.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Never lie to yourself.
Yeah.
But if you want to motivate yourself, you want to take yourself to a next level, that's a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you want to take it to that level, you got to train yourself to do that. Don't lie to yourself. Just train yourself to do that.
Mm. Okay.
Don't think you got it all. You know what I mean?
Stay hungry.
Make yourself get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Go get it all. Don't lie to yourself and be like, oh, I have it all.
Yeah.
Now go ahead and get it. That's the difference.
Facts.
So all of you guys that on the come up, whether it be in business, clothing, don't entrepreneurship, just don't give up on your dreams.
Love the journey.
Don't let anything like small tear you down.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you grow past things and you mature, and no matter what, as long as you're focusing on growth, you'll get way farther than you did before. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Deadass. That last episode, I seen a comment. Gavin, this episode is ass. Fucking cried, bro. Just kidding. Don't let that affect you. You feel me?
Yeah, never let any.
You come any back and you provide a sick episode. That episode when I had the two chains on, my worst episode. I don't know if they know this, but right before that, I finally broke down. Like, I might insert the clip at the end of this, but like, I was. I remember I said a theory and then we were just arguing the whole episode. I was like, Carlos, cut the cameras, bro. After 70 episodes, I finally broke. But it's okay, man. You come back and you go, you be even stronger.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Don't let nothing like that stop.
Never.
All right, let's end it there because we're running out of time. Yes, all right. Thank you, everyone, for watching this episode of Jumper Jump Podcast. Make sure to comment, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Click links in our bio, follow us on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Make sure to listen to Apple, Spotify, all that. His October is coming soon. I'm dropping more clothes in May. Stay up to date on that.
If you guys haven't already, go check out CTM Podcast. Link in the description. That's my other podcast. Facts. And that's it. Jumper Jump out.
Deuces.